here we go, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart, all glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say take this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, all glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. One of them. One of them. Amen. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. One of them. I'm one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, amen, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's clap into it. Under expectations to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, I don't know about you all, but I sure miss Brother Joseph already, don't you? I said, Brother Joseph, can we somehow get in that bus with you and go with you? And I says, I'll pack your bags. I wasn't very persuasive, I'll assure you. I'm still here. but the Lord bless him and be with him. And we're praying for him. And I know that something's going to happen. Amen. And I'm just expecting it to be great. Because everything that God does is great. Amen. And He makes no mistakes. Amen. Amen.
You know, I was thinking about this little church the other day. And I was thinking about before it was way back in the 30s and the 40s and early 50s. It was just a little white block building, and you've probably seen many pictures of it. But before that, it was just a little pond. Maybe not much value to people. It was just a little lily pond, you know, where bees could look at that little lily and get the fragrance from it. And I was just thinking about how that God has brought it to where it is today with the fragrance of the Holy Ghost, where His children can come here and receive a part of that agape love, that all of that agape love, and just feed on that word, the only storehouse there is in the land. And to me, not to put any of that down, but just in concert with that, there was another analogy that I began to think about that Brother Branham talked about. He said there was a pond or a lake. I didn't go look at the quote, it just came to me. He said that those ducks, he said they would swarm in there. They'd swarm in there before they'd go south to Louisiana. They were all ducks. They'd just fly in there.
Amen.
But there was one little duck that stuck, put up his little beak and started honking. There was just something about that honk that all those other ducks, they paid attention to that duck. And man, when that duck took off like that, every one of them, just a beeline, right behind that one little duck, all the way to Louisiana. Brother, God sent unto us Malachi 4. For the leader of this day, and we're following all the way to glory. All the way to glory. It was a vindicated prophet with thus saith the Lord. And he's still God's prophet for this generation. Just thinking of him, just take a minute of your time here for a minute. Just to commemorate Brother Branham's birthday today. Brother Branham, I didn't say it, I didn't make it up. It's what God's prophet has declared to us.
Amen.
Born under a sign.
Amen.
Under a constellation of stars.
Amen.
That Magi said that they were hanging westward. And that Magi said, you must go westward because you won't be successful in the east. And Brother Branham said on the tape services at the time, he said in 1933 while he was baptizing on the Ohio River, he says, if you notice, he says, when that angel left, he went westward, he said. And he brought to us the opening of the seven seals. That's the message that we believe and that we follow. And I was just thinking in concert with that, is that in the beginning, Adam, Brother Brandon said he was the amateur god of the earth. He could speak, that tree I don't want it there, I want it over here. Name the animals and everything about it. And then this generation, not only have we the truth on justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we've had a man in this generation, under the authority of God with supreme authority, speak squirrels into existence. Speak storms out of existence. Restore life to a dead fish. Speak a tumor out of existence. Give eternal life to a lady that didn't even know hardly anything, but just said, Brother Brandon, that's exactly the truth. You speak what you want, Hattie. It'll be right here, right now. Oh my. What a message and a messenger that God has sent in this generation. Now, in concert with that, I'd just like to read you a quote here that I thought was so inspirational to me. Brother Branham says on the Pergamian church age, he says, the message is addressed to the leader of the church. God help that guy that'll pull away from that message. but it was to given to an angel. And the angel was in his hand under his own control, giving it thriving power from him, from his right hand. They're in his right hand. That is, they're in supreme power while they're here on the earth. Because they are the lights from him, giving the light to that church age, see, unto the angel of the church. Amen. Then one more quote. I've got to read this. It's from The Message. What is the attraction on the mountain? 1965. He says this, quote, "It's the evening time, sunset time. The sunset message through a setting of history, a setting of prophecy rather, being fulfilled. And it shall be light at the evening time. Upon Sunset Mountain in the Coronado Forest, 40 miles north of Tucson. Get on the map and see if it's sunset there, Sunset Peak there. That's exactly where it happened. I never know it till the other day. Everything that shall never die. It's constantly unrolling itself. From the very thing happening to the picture being taken, being Jesus standing looking at us, and now exactly on Sunset Mountain, and the sunset light, the evening light has come, God vindicating himself. What is it? It is the fact that God and Christ are one. The white, how many seen it? The white wig upon him, as we talked in Revelation 1. See? The supreme deity, supreme authority, no other voice, no other God. No other nothing. Amen. Oh, man. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The angels themselves was his wig. Amen. What's happened on Mount Sunset? God confirming his word. That's what all this noise is about. Notice it's God fulfilling his promised word again of Revelations 10:1-7. In the days of the sounding of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God should be finished. The hidden mystery of Revelations 10:1-7, the last message to the last church age, fulfills exactly in this age. St. Luke 17:30, the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed, end quote. Amen. Oh, amen. Supreme authority. No other voice, no other God, no anything. I love it, don't you? Amen. What a privileged people that we are to sit in this church today to hear God speak to us in this time. And I'm just so thankful to be able to have ears to hear his voice in this generation. Now we want to go back. And we want to introduce that messenger and that prophet to us. So I want to hear the one who has supreme authority for this generation.
That's right.
I want to hear that voice speak to me. Because the more I hear that voice, the more I'm becoming a part of it. And it's becoming a part of me. Amen. It's getting me ready to get out of here. And that's what I'm interested in, is getting ready to go home. Amen. God bless you all. And now I'm going to sit down and get ready to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Now as we go to the prayer request, don't you just love the Lord Jesus? I love him with all my heart. I'm so happy to be here identified with you tonight. Under the authority of God's vindicated messenger, Brother William Marion Branham. We have a prayer request. Sister Claudia Phyllis Lane, stage 5 kidney failure and heart trouble, came home from the hospital. It was a prayer request last Sunday, and she's home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. We love you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. There's nothing impossible with our God. Praise your name, Lord. We have some other prayer requests. Won't take time to read them all. But as we know, our brother George Winger has went beyond the curtain of time. we just want to pray for the Winger family, that the Lord will give them comfort and give them peace and to be with them in this time. They're one of us. They're our brother and our sister, and we love them. As we just change now the order of the service and we get ready to pray, let's just sing that little song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord as He Passes By. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this morning. Supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Let's sing it again.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy. Passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Now, if you have something you want the Lord to see, just lift your hand to Him because He sees it. Heavenly Father, as we lift our hands to You, Lord, first we want to say, Lord, we love You. And we thank You, Lord, for sending Your great hand of mercy and grace to us, Lord, by sending Jesus Christ, Lord, to Calvary, Lord. You went there, Lord, with us in Your mind, Lord. And You took all of our sin upon Yourself and You judged that body. And then, Lord, You went to hell. Took the keys of death and hell. Then You ascended up to the right hand of the throne of the Father to make intercessions for us. Lord, You became our sin that we might become Your very righteousness. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love to us, Lord. We were so unworthy and so unlovely, but Lord, You reached down, Lord, and You picked us up. You loved us, Lord. You drew us to Yourself, Lord. We thank You, Lord. And we appreciate You. And we appreciate, Lord, the message and the messenger that You've sent to us in this generation. Lord, we love You, Lord. We thank You for it. And Lord, as we've come into this building, Lord, we invite You to come, Lord, to walk up and down these aisles and speak to every heart, Lord. Just bless and be with Your people, Lord, this evening. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. Give them strength for the journey. We just commit it to You, Lord, for every hand raised, Lord. We love You, Lord, with all our heart. And Lord, we stand as a group of believers, Lord, for the Winger family. Lord, give them comfort in this time, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord Jesus. Just give them comfort as only You can do, Lord. We're there. We love them, Lord. Lift them up, Lord Jesus. And Father, Lord, tonight, Lord, wherever Brother Joseph is, bless him, Lord, and be with him, Lord. Encourage him. Give him strength, Lord. Lord, we know You're victorious. You've already won the battle. Lord, You're with him, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. He's prayed for us many, many times. Lord, we're standing for him tonight, Lord. Bless him, Lord. God grant it, Lord. Lord, we're just under anticipations, Lord, that, Lord, somehow You're going to call that last one in this tour. Somehow, Lord. I don't know how, but just it's going to happen somehow, Lord. We're believing it, Lord. We're under expectations. Lord, we commit it to You, Father. And for the further part of this service, Lord, we commit it to You, Lord. We love You with all our heart. Draw us closer to You, we pray. And we commit it to You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
so thankful that we're in the house of the Lord this evening.
Amen.
And I think Brother Samuel finally found somebody more nervous than he is. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that we can reach out and touch the Lord, and we're going to stumble, we're going to get mixed up, but we have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
So let's just go ahead and sing that song.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atonement. Me and He hugged me.
just all stand and get prepared to hear the word. We'll just worship him. We get to hear the tape, so we're going to sing Have Faith in God.
Servant and prophet, Brother Branham. This is the time of the service we look forward to getting ourselves quiet and to hear what he'd have to speak to us. Because the Holy Spirit is here and he's going to speak to us. Amen. So let's just sing it to him. Remember that what Brother Branham said, the angel told him, said, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief, Lord. Lord, just we love you. We invite him here now. Lord, speak to us. Amen. Only believe.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
seated. It's a privilege and an honor this time to turn the service to God's servant and prophet, Brother William Marion Branham, the messenger for this age. God bless you.